Reflections from the book Beyond Success and Failure, Ways to Self-Reliance and Maturity by Willard and Marguerite Beecher. Every goal we set restricts us. It limits, selects, and determines the means it uses to accomplish its own ends. Any goal sets its own built-in price. What it excludes may be worth more than what it achieves. Goals are either on or off. They bypass all that does not serve their aims. They invent whatever is necessary to do the job. Revenge, retaliation, and similar forms of hitting back clearly indicate dependence. It shows that we lost our initiative to someone who used our dependence against us. And it shows that we have not regained our initiative if we are still attached enough to want to pay that someone back for using us. If each one of us hangs on to his own key to the executive's toilet, he will not have to raise his hand and ask permission to leave the room for necessary functions pertaining to himself. Instead of planning retaliation, one ought to ask, what could I have done in the first place had I remained self-reliant and not leaned on someone else to run my errand for me? Revenge renews the tie to the hated individual. It increases the original attachment instead of resolving it. We cannot take action until our mind gives the body a clear direction and command. Moves must be toward or away from, up or down, yes or no. The body cannot stand up and sit down simultaneously. Each movement is either on a clear command out of our own initiative, or we move at the initiative of another person. We must be constantly aware whether we initiate our action or take our direction from outside. We like to believe that we are split into the good I and the bad me, that the good I toils far into the night to improve the incorrigible behavior of the unregenerate bad me. This image is split into a convenient illusion we maintain to avoid having to take full responsibility for our mistaken habits. It is a good alibi, but when we are finally ready to let go of a bad habit, we drop the nonsense about a split in our personality. We accept the habit as our responsibility all the way. The only way to stop a bad habit is to stop it. When we honestly have a belly full of a bad habit, it is not difficult to let go of its apparent hold on us. There is no up without down, good apart from bad, end without beginning. In reality, every end is a beginning. Opposites cannot be separated. They never lose sight of each other, and we deceive ourselves if we believe we can have the one without paying for the other. Nervousness, irritability, hypersensitivity, reactivity are all separate words that mean the same thing. We are being frustrated in our efforts to manipulate someone. They won't stand still for us nor respond to our controls. We do not like their obvious insubordination to our wishes. Hope is a whore, a cheat, a deceiver. She seduces victims and makes unwarranted, ungrounded promises so they lean on her, not on themselves. Hope is merely wishful thinking or a longing for Santa Claus to bail us out. Hope entices us to postpone living in the present as if there were a future on which we could depend. The more one depends on hope, the more one fears for his situation. Hope deferred dries up like a raisin in the sun. When Pandora opened the box of evils, war, pestilence, disease, famine, and all their kin emerged to flood the world. The greatest evil came out last. It was hope, the great postponer, the tempter to abdication, the death blow to initiative. Hope is fear of the present. To be either for or against something is to be tied to it. One is not free in either case. One aspect is not more free than the other, essentially. The same is true of love or hate, like or dislike, seek or avoid. If we either love or hate someone or something, we are dependent on it. In short, we abdicate, and our initiative lies outside the self in someone else, where it doesn't belong. Arguments are attempts to manipulate and subordinate others. We argue only if we feel weak. If we feel we are in the dominating position, we do not bother to argue. Arguing is a form of nagging and is always a clear sign of dependency. When we give up trying to influence others, we have no further need to argue with them. Those who seek power do so because they feel weak. The more they seek power, the more they frighten themselves. The more power they get, the more they feel they have to lose. The situation grows worse with power than it was in the beginning. When is a man a free agent? When has he a free mind? You are free the moment you do not look outside yourself for someone else to solve your problems. You will know that you are free and feel free inside yourself when you no longer blame anyone or anything, not even yourself, for unhappiness. You will know you are free because you accept life as a postman accepts the weather. He just walks his rounds and does not make a problem out of it. Masters and slaves, followers and leaders, conspire for mutual enslavement and abdication of personal responsibility. Neither knows how to stand alone without the other to hold him up. There are two worlds, the world of the dedicated and the world of the abdicated. The dedicated spend themselves, their time, their energy, and their spirit. They are doers. The abdicated withhold themselves in a hope that they can save themselves and somehow add to their life by not spending it. Time, money, life, spirit, none of these has any value unless we spend them. Addictions are nothing more than exaggerated habits which we inflate to hide the shallowness of our inner life, our lack of independence, and our self-sufficiency. We use them to ward off loneliness. Addictions are props for lagging self-esteem and are always distress signals of a dying initiative. Initiative is a spontaneous response to a confronting situation where we deal with the demands without evasion. If there is dirt on the floor, we clean it up instead of stepping over it or trying to get someone else to clean it up for us. Self-reliance is initiative. You must start with initiative, keep initiative, and end with initiative. Your welfare is your own at all times. If you do give up your initiative, you have no one to blame except yourself, and your complaints are not justified since you invited and earned the consequences. A conformist is a person who has no initiative of his own.